Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Wayne Elliott here from Port Colborne, Canada, just on the North Shore of Lake Erie. I'll be your guest host tonight. Pastor Butch is off for the night, and it's always my pleasure, and I sure can't fill his boots, but it's my pleasure to be here with you and do my best. Pastor Butch wanted me to tell you all that he will be in the office on Thursday, as usual, and Bible study is, of course, on this weekend, so, pardon me, nothing changed there. That's important. Pastor Butch wanted you all to know that he'll be back, and of course he will. So great to be with you. It's been a while. I don't know when I was last with y'all. I guess Pastor Butch was there the last time that I was a guest on his show a few months ago. And yeah, it's always my pleasure to be back with you. I'm going to give a telephone number in case anyone wants to call in with a comment, a report, or just anything at all that you'd like to discuss or bring up on the air with everyone. So that number is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Please feel free to call. I love talking to folks. I love hearing your comments. We're going to, of course, tonight we'll focus on health and the many sides of health. For many years, ever since they saved me, I've been an advocate, natural health advocate, and certainly a promoter, if you will. But I certainly love to boast about the Strauss Naturals formulas. They helped me so much. Years and years ago, almost 30 years ago, when they first helped me, I had clogged arteries at the age of, had a heart attack at age 35, and I found Strauss at age, I think I was 41 or 2, and that was the luckiest day of my life. And no open heart surgery, no, I didn't have to suffer any of that. I took the Strauss heart drops. They still do, all these years later. I rarely miss a day. And coincidentally, or not coincidentally, after three bouts of COVID over the last few years, the last one being a little over one year ago, last April, a year ago, last month, I got myocarditis afterward, and that's inflammation of the heart. And that sure was no joke. I was very serious, kicked the heck out of me. my blood pressure, which had been fabulous for over 20 years. It had been 120 over 70. It was just so steady. It was unbelievable. And that was after years of Strauss heart drops. And my kidneys were actually my issue for the blood pressure. And the Strauss kidney formula did me just marvels. But this myocarditis sent that pretty wild on me. I got the heart arrhythmia, the irregular heartbeat back. And that was, I guess that was the craziest part of all for me with this myocarditis. My heart was going as fast at times as 200 beats per minute. I'd just take the short trip, 8 or 10 steps to the closest bathroom to my easy chair here when I was convalescing at home with my wife. And my heartbeat would go out of like 200 beats a minute, and it wasn't really pumping. It was just fluttering. Pardon me again. And I got to say that for a week or 10 days there, I really wasn't sure, if I'd make it. As we know, this myocarditis, inflammation of the heart, it took many people. I was surprised I got it. I had actually believed that only people that were vaccinated got it. I did not get vaccinated for COVID. And yet I did get the myocarditis. They talk about this shedding, whether I could have got it from another person. Anyway, I suppose I'll never know. Doesn't really matter how I got it, but I sure did get it. And it's quite a thing to recover from. What I did do is I drank the Strauss heart drops, and I mean, I took extra. And I drank the Strauss cardio support. That's what had helped me with my irregular heartbeat years and years ago. And the Strauss family makes that to help the body rebuild damaged heart cells. That's the purpose of that CardioCom and the irregular heartbeat. And I drank that Strauss kidney formula pretty good. That was had been the culprit in my blood pressure many, many years ago. But it was no cakewalk, folks. I did that for a couple of months for sure. Took heavy doses. I didn't take any pharmaceuticals or any pills like that. I didn't want to. I haven't had any of those in close to 30 years. Even an aspirin I haven't had. So, and I'll tell you what the real key was in the end, too. I got back, I would say, this isn't official, but I'd say I got back 80 to 85% normal. It took quite a while. You know, in the beginning, it was a stretch to walk the length of my driveway. It somebody with a strong heart like I had, and it was amazing to me I could be knocked down like that. I turned 70 this past Valentine's Day, just a couple of months ago, February 14th, so I was 69 while all this other was going on last year, and yeah, it sure did knock me back. And I'll tell you what was a real key, folks. I got to a point, I seemed to have kind of plateaued. My blood pressure was pretty good. My arrhythmia was pretty normal and regular, not 100%. I had quite a bit of my energy back. Wasn't to 100%, though. And I'll tell you what the missing link was for me now was some cardio exercise. I couldn't get across the border for 3 years, and for some foolish reason, foolish of me, I just didn't do any cardio. I did my workout 3 times a week in my garage. I've got some machines and an old teammate friend of mine, and I work out. And of course, I used lighter weights and everything when I was recovering from the myocarditis, but I did get back in there. But foolishly, I didn't walk or ride a bicycle or anything, and I didn't for 3 years. Well, when I got to Florida back in the early February of this year, I love the bicycle. I love the boardwalk. There's no hills, just good flat ground, and you can go for miles back and forth. And that's what I did. And during the 2 months of March and April, I came back the balance of the way, 100%. That's what was missing, the fresh air. I don't like the cold weather. I'm from Canada here, but I sure don't like the cold anymore. And getting out in that sunshine and that sea air and getting that exercise, that was really key. So I was grateful for that. Otherwise, folks, it's amazing the things, almost everything can affect our health. almost everything can affect our health. Our body is an amazing, amazing creation. You know, 50,000 kilometers of vessels and veins and arteries, right down to those tiny capillaries your eyes couldn't even see without a magnifying glass. But 50,000 kilometers, 50,000 kilometers or miles, I forget which it is. They say twice around the earth. I believe it's miles. In every one of our bodies, 9,000 kilometers of nerves. Just an incredible, incredible creation that that evolved from our creation. And our body's pretty efficient, really, pretty efficient, our systems. But we do have to do the right things. We have to be good to ourselves. We have to do enough good things, eat good, fresh foods and enough veggies and fruits and lots of colors, get some exercise, fresh air, get enough rest. You know, there's that whole combination. And one of the things I wanted to talk about today, pardon me, with you, and again, I use myself as an example for a lot of things. I guess I've been through a lot, and I sure have had a lot of experience since my teachings from Jim Strauss and all these years since being involved and trying to help people with their health. It's been a great pleasure, but I thought it'd be appropriate tonight to talk about anger. And it's especially appropriate because, for me, I am in an angry state of mind myself right now. Have been for some time. The last few months had something happen, and nothing. I did just lose a dear friend a few weeks ago, a month ago now, a dear friend, old back catcher since I was 10 years old, and, my dear buddy, a brother almost, a non-biological brother, and that was very sad, of course. It's always hard to lose someone, but this this had been, and it, what made me a little angry about that, folks, was that my friend was on some medications, had a open heart surgery at age 29, had a stainless valve in his heart, and he went back into the hospital for something a couple of months ago. He'd had a fall 10 years ago, and he couldn't walk. He really struggled with a walker and had a lot of nerve trouble, and a lot of natural substances like CBD oil was one of them that we got the pain and burning out of his nerves and his legs and so forth, but didn't make a great headway getting him to be able to walk again. And so anyway, went into the hospital, and they changed his drugs, and geez, his blood pressure just went crazy. And when he got to a rehabilitation place where they chose him for this program to try and get better and perhaps walk again or walk better with the walker, and he was so excited about that, and I was too for him. He got chosen to go there for up to 60 days, and he did. Well, he didn't make it to 60 days, and they changed his medication again at this hospital that was doing the rehabilitation, working with him. And then at the same time, folks, he was doing rigorous rigorous exercising. For him, it was rigorous, you know, finding muscles he told me that he hadn't used in 10 years and so forth. So, you know, I just wanted to bring up the potential dangers, really, with pharmaceuticals. The insurance companies seem to know it's dangerous, potentially, to go on new drugs because, and I know this from my mother, you couldn't get travel insurance if you had started on a new prescription within 6 months of you wanting to travel. You had to have been on a new drug for at least 6 months so that, I guess they felt safer that you were safer, that there wouldn't be any negative or serious side effects, reactions to the drug if you'd been on it 6 months. But anyway, despite changing his drugs twice and doing this rigorous exercise, so my friend, who is apparently doing very well, and I talked to him on his 70th birthday on the telephone from the hospital down to Florida where I was, and he sounded so good. And then a few days later, he died just before breakfast in the morning. And, you know, I honestly blame that on the mix of chemical drugs he was on and changing them, and then doing this rigorous, you know, exercising to try and get him walking again. I mean, that was all good stuff they were trying to do for him. And I know it wasn't intentional, but it gives me anger, and that's the third close friend, my best friend, the third to pass at doctor's hands, doctor prescribed drugs, and at least with the help of those, if you will. And it just angers me, honestly, that a person can be on my one friend, a full football teammate years ago, he was on as many as 16 pills when he moved into my house, 16 drugs. And we managed in a year and a half to wean him off all of those. But you know, when they test these drugs, these clinical studies, the test candidates must have clean bodies, meaning they're on no drugs, nothing. You can't be on anything. And they test them one at a time, of course. No one's ever done a test when they put you on a cocktail of four or five of these drugs. Let's say you're a heart patient and you're on beta blockers and cholesterol pills and blood thinners and whatever else, calcium and channel blockers, whatever they prescribe for you. Well, those drugs have never been tested. There's no clinical study of all of those together. And yet that's what folks are given. So, as I say, I was already angry about some other things, just some experiences in my own life and career. Very, very upsetting to me, and I got very angry. And I could just feel that inside myself, and I would wake up in the middle of the night angry. And then I lost my friend, as I just mentioned to you, my old catcher, just a month ago, and, you know, angry of why, you know, he did, as far as I was concerned, he sure didn't have to die, age 70. Pretty good health otherwise, was an athlete, we were young. But this, again, anger's not good for us. It's like fear. Fear's not good for us. It's just not good for us. In the case of fear, our cells do a fight or flight, including our immune systems. They either choose to stay and fight, which is what we hope they do. Our immune system cells, our lymphatic system, is like our infantry of the Defense Department, which is the immune system. We hope those cells don't flee on us, but that's what happens with fear. Just like our reactions, our human reactions, is we stay and fight or we flee, and not good for us. You know, we want our immune system, our lymphatic system, to be working at full tilt, you know, proper, working properly, full production, looking after us, keeping us healthy, keeping us safe. And so anger, you know, anger can have similar effects on us. It can affect our blood pressure. It can sure affect our mental well-being. I've been struggling for a few months with this stuff, and what I did do and what I tried to do, and maybe I'll share this with you in case it helps you, is I tried to take the energy from that anger and make it positive. So I was riding the bicycle. I love riding the bicycle down there on the boardwalk in Hollywood, Florida. And I was riding the bicycle this last month and a half, you know, 15, 20, up to 30 miles a day. And it was very good for me, and I got positive results. I lost a few pounds. I toned up some. My blood pressure improved. My arrhythmia improved even further. And so I knew, and I got more strength. There's no question. I could walk further, walk with more purpose, walk faster. I was passing people on the boardwalk when I was out walking instead of lagging behind and running out of steam. So very, very pleased with that. But that's what I tried to do, was to take the anger that I couldn't seem to help. It was inside me. And to try and make positive out of it, to use it to my benefit or have it hurt me less, perhaps. That's what I did. I did a lot more exercise, and I do love the bicycle. I taught a couple of young fellows one of my favorite things to do. There was three boys, 9 and 10 years old, to taught them how to throw and catch a football, and I just love that. I'm like a little kid myself when it comes to throwing and catching balls, especially footballs. So that was wonderful. And I just tried to turn it into positive. Now, I'm still doing the same thing. I'm still feeling this anger. It's lingering because the situation is lingering. And I had a tough, certainly first two-thirds of a day today with it. And I came home, so what I did, I'm in the middle of stained half a fence, and that was good for me. That was good energy up here. I'm back home here in Niagara region in Canada, Ontario, Canada, just on the North Shore of Lake Erie. And the two decks I have to be recoated with the water protector, not Wilson's, I'm trying to think of the name now. Anyway, it's famous, the deck and fence that you use. And so I bought a brown color, semi-transparent, and I've been out there staining like a son of a gun. I've gone through about 7 cans in 4 or 5 days at this, 7 or 8 cans. I've got probably 3 cans of work left to do. And it's good to burn up that bad energy. I've been walking the beach with my wife and our dog. Again, I had pretty much stopped doing that the last few years. I don't know why. I should have been out there doing it in the better weather especially. But, you know, you get busy and there's always an excuse not to do something, and I seem to find them. So I've been walking on the beach again and enjoying that. Picking up glass, that's our hobby, is beach glass. My wife has, I swear, tons of it in this house. And fresh air, you know, some sunshine, it's very good for us. So, you know, some of these emotions, anger, fear, jealousy, you know, and we can... One of my friends said to me years ago that about anger and being upset, and I've never ever really hated anyone, but I suppose hate would be in that category. It's like taking poison and hope it kills the other person. Taking poison yourself, hoping it hurts the other person. You know, when you think of it in those terms, it really doesn't make sense. People can anger us. And we get angry and we get all upset inside. And they may not even know what's going on. They don't even know you're upset, or they're totally unaffected. So it is truly a wasted emotion, anger is. Now, if you were truly fighting for your life, then maybe it could help you. You know, but by and large, some of these emotions like anger, fear, do not help us. They hurt us and can hurt us and expose us and weaken us. Again, the fight or flight. So we have to try and be conscious of these things, folks. And instead of, you know, I was inclined to be very honest with you. I quit smoking cigarettes as my only addiction, and it's a terrible one, for many years. And I quit, and I turned some of my anger on them too, the cigarettes. And you know, it's worked. I've stopped smoking, but you know, easy to go back to something like that, or a person who likes to drink alcohol and maybe likes it more than they should or shouldn't be. Maybe the type of person shouldn't drink it. We've got to try and not turn back to those things that we do. If we get upset, we get angry, we think these things help us. You know, it's the craziest thing. You know, a cigarette smoker will think that the cigarette helps him or her with stress, for example. That, oh, geez, give me a cigarette. Well, it's not really possible, first of all, scientifically. Now, there's this whole dopamine business and a couple of seconds of pleasure and all this nonsense, but, you know, on the long haul, we all know this, cigarette smoking, or I guess any kind of smoking, pipe cigars, I don't know, I never smoked them, but there's a lot less benefits than there are harms to it. So, you know, the same would go for excessive alcohol drinking or any other substance abuse, if you will. It's not, we humans turn to these things, but they don't help us. They never help. They pretty much always hurt. So, you know, I've said my prayers. I've asked the Lord for the strength to deal with these things, to continue to try and do my best to help other people, do my best to preserve my health and come back to full health. You know, I want those things, and I want those things for us all. And that's why I'll continue to talk about natural health and be a natural health advocate. Now, the Strauss products, folks, the circulation, the number one most important body function, blood flow, circulation. Boy, oh boy, there's so much fallout, can be so much fallout from poor circulation, right, from heart attacks caused by restricted, restricted blood flow, clogged arteries, atherosclerosis, strokes from restricted blood flow in our carotid arteries up the sides, each side of our neck, the carotid arteries. Our brain uses 20% of all the oxygen that we take in. That blood flow, the reason circulation is the most important body function, is that it is the only transportation system in our body. There's only one. It's blood flow. There isn't a second one. Food, water, medicine, waste, wastewater, everything. Oxygen, the all-important oxygen for our heart or our brain, all travels in the blood. So we have restricted blood flow, have less than what the Creator put there, put in us. For proper blood flow, we're going to have a problem. If it's restricted or blocked enough, we're going to have a heart attack or a stroke. They're the two worst things, I suppose, including death that can happen to us, arising from those, certainly can be horribly handicapped from strokes and severe heart attacks, but you can also die. The blood flow is just so important. Wherever we have an issue, restricted flow, we're going to have some trouble. Diabetics, it's their biggest challenge, is circulation. Diabetics are 4 to 5 times more likely to have heart attack and stroke than are those in the population that are not diabetic. 400 to 500% greater chance. Stresses me that years ago I learned that less than 20% of diabetics apparently knew this. Pretty serious fact and a pretty serious condition. So diabetes, absolutely candidates for the heart drops. And we're going to take a break here, folks, and then I will be back with you shortly. It's Wayne Elliott from the Strauss Naturals Company after these words from our sponsor. Army's come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, folks. Wayne Elliott back here. Back to pleased to be with you for another show. I was talking last about the diabetes and circulation, how important it is, the Strauss heart drops. You can learn more about the heart drops, ingredients, and so forth at the Strauss website. That's Strauss, S-T-R-A-U-S-S, naturals.com. StraussNaturals.com. You can call and talk to one of their people, wonderful ladies there, at toll-free at 1-866-478-2873. 1-866-478-2873. And Pastor Butch has carried the Strauss line of products for years. He was very thorough. I love Pastor Butch. When we first met on the telephone years ago, he put me through the paces, and he insisted on trying some formulas himself before he was going to recommend it to any of his followers and friends and listeners on his radio program. And so he did that over a number of months, and of course we've been friends since. I think the world of Pastor Butch, and I know he is so sincere and so interested in helping anyone that he can. So Strauss heart drops, circulation. A lot of folks suffer urinary inconveniences or issues, whatever you want to call them, going to the bathroom too many times at night, having to stop, it seems, constantly on the road to go to the bathroom, find a washroom, be woken up through the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, incontinence, difficulty controlling our urine. People have leakage, you know, where they'll not be able to control it. Sneezing or coughing, they might have leakage. Very uncomfortable, embarrassing for folks. And for the most part, folks, there's no need of it. Yes, we age. Yes, we have things happen in our body, but those kinds of things do not need to happen. Urinary tract infections are very, very common today, very stubborn. And these three parts of our body, the bladder, the kidneys, and in males, in men, the prostate, they can give us some serious trouble, and they can give us some real trouble and inconvenience when it comes to incontinence and using the bathroom and getting up too many times through the night. The three formulas have one very important common ingredient, and that's golden seal root, the same golden seal that apparently the part of what the three wise men brought Jesus way, way, way back then. But golden seal root is nature's most powerful antibiotic herb. Very, very powerful, very effective. It's in each of these formulas, and the Strauss bladder, kidney, and prostate, the golden seal root is in each of those formulas, together with other fine herbs that just get the job done. These, it's strange, these parts of our body are the most stubborn to accept medication. They are parts of our body where bacteria can grow back very quickly, so it's important. Even if you were taking an antibiotic from the doctor, it would be important that you try not to skip a dose, because they can be very stubborn, the bacteria in these parts of our body, bladder, kidneys, and the male prostate. Further, they say one in two males who get serious prostate trouble, like prostate cancer, in their lifetime. So I believe it's smart. I've always believed it's smart to do preventative maintenance. We do it on our vehicles, on our tractors, on our equipment, our machinery, preventative maintenance so they don't break down, so that they run efficiently. We really should consider doing the same with our bodies, especially with what we put our bodies through, sometimes what we put through our bodies, the food, drink, genetically modified foods, all the chemicals in our world today. All the sugar, all the salt, all the chemicals that are on our fresh foods, the preservatives, the pesticides, insecticides, fungicides, herbicides, chemical fertilizers, preservatives. These things are on many of our fresh fruit and vegetables, and we don't have the equipment, folks. The Creator, when He created these incredible, intricate specimens, humans, incredible, really, there were no man-made chemicals. There were none. There were only nature's chemicals and metals. There were no man-made chemicals. Well, we're surrounded by them today. In our water, in our drinking water. You know what chlorine used to do to us? We would go to the swimming pool, make our hair like steel wool and dry our skin out. Well, now it's in much of our city water. Very, very strong chemical chlorine is. So Strauss always had angst with that chlorine in our city water, and now we're drinking it, and, you know, it's just, we're surrounded by chemicals. Plastics are all made from chemicals. What's happened in our oceans is unbelievable with plastics. It's a crisis, is what it is. The fish, the birds, the fowl, the reefs. We've behavior that has all been human behavior. The bears and the giraffes and the fish and the birds, they're still doing what they always did. They're not doing anything different. They're doing what they always did. It's man who sought to improve on nature, genetically modified foods, creating these chemicals. Nature didn't create these kids. Very dangerous. Many of these chemicals are so dangerous. Even just in our pharmaceuticals that we ingest, listen to the potential serious side effects and potential harms of these things. And they're just in so many things. We're just air, water, land, they're just everywhere. And they're all over our foods, too, as I mentioned a minute ago. And in the fertilizer, we've depleted our soil by not letting fields lay in fallow, as we were taught many, many years ago. Well, there's no money, I guess, in letting fields lay, so we stopped doing that generally, and now our soil is depleted, short of the minerals we're intended to have via the soil into the fruits and vegetables and then into us. If it's not into the soil, it can't go into the produce. If it's not in the produce, it doesn't go into us. So you might ask Pastor Butch about a good full-spectrum minerals. I find them hard to get in the United States in health stores. I was just there a few months and tried, and I ran out, and I never did get any. I got some multivitamin with minerals, but in Canada here, for years I've been taking full-spectrum minerals, all 76 minerals. My mother and I were the same. If we didn't take these, we'd get bad cramps in our legs and feet. Very uncomfortable. So it's not in our soil. You know, we've changed so much. We've varied from nature and what the Creator intended so much. There's never been as important time to have to supplement. Now, Strauss doesn't make vitamins and minerals. I know Pastor Butch handles fine supplements and products that you can get through the ministry and help support the things like this program that Pastor Butch puts on and everything else that he does for all his friends and listeners and followers. So never been a more important time. All the stress, all you have to do is turn on the television today, and there's enough stress on there and things to get upset about to choke a donkey, as they used to say. I find it very upsetting, and I watch as little of it as possible. You try and stay a little bit in tune with what's happening in the world, but there's a lot of upsetting things today, indeed, going on. And I'm not saying governments were ever always the smartest or doing the best things for us, but by goodness, it just seems that lately, these past few years, the madness has just increased and the violence and the world's not in a good place, folks. We have to pay extra attention to keep ourselves well and in decent health. We really do, ourselves and our family. So, you know, some of the other Strauss products, I mentioned the kidney, the bladder, the prostate, just fabulous for those parts of our body, those organs. Painless to take. All these things are painless. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get 100% of your money return, period. End of story. There's no questions, there's no questionnaires, there's no qualifications. You got to be satisfied or you get your money back. Now, Strauss doesn't get many returns, I know that for a fact, because people are satisfied. And the family, the Strauss family, won't see it any other way. They will not keep your money if you're not satisfied. So, and you can get your money back from Pastor Butch, because Pastor Butch will get his money back from the Strauss company if there's a product that you've acquired and you're not happy. Now, there's some great immune products. I guess my favorite's probably the smooth oregano. Oregano is a very, very, very powerful herb. Very powerful, and it tastes powerful. And I was always frustrated. Different times in my life, I've tried to take oil of oregano, could never do it. Burned my mouth, gave me indigestion, gave me heartburn. Just couldn't do it. It was so uncomfortable for me. Well, I was thrilled when the Strauss company told me that they made this smooth oregano. Good tasting, spearmint tasting. There's no offensive taste, no heartburn, no burning of the mouth, and boy, is it effective. It is very effective, and you will know if you have, you know, the likes of candida or yeast or any of these nasty things that can infect our bodies. It's just the cat's meow. I think it's a great thing to take daily, and I sure did take it religiously when I was going through the COVID myocarditis. I just didn't miss that in those days last year. I was taking that regularly, and I do like taking it. The immune formula, the immune plus drops, they're very powerful. Again, golden seal root is in that formula, very strong. They're only meant to be taken 10 days at a time, but just very powerful. The immune formula. I love that the company brought back the Woman's Wonder. This is to help our female friends, ladies, young ladies, teenagers, with the very uncomfortable times they can have during their menstrual cycles, the terrible cramps and issues that so many of our ladies suffer. This is some great formula. Now, of course, I've not ever taken it myself, but years ago, ladies in our office took it and loved it. And we've had reports from folks that have taken it once before the menstrual cycle. You're supposed to take it, I believe it's 3 days before, and then never suffered the serious cramps again. Some ladies have had to take it a number of times, or continue to take it. But it's worth it, we're told, with the lack of so much less suffering that some young ladies have to miss school or miss work. Very uncomfortable. It's every month. So I was just thrilled the Strauss Company brought the Women's Wonder formula back. The Travel Bug. A Travel Bug is great tasting. Kids will love it. Now, it's for travel sickness, nausea. It's what it's for. Health Canada insisted the company put on the bottle it's good for the upper respiratory. I thought that was very interesting, especially with traveling and COVID and all the restrictions and the things that folks had to go through. I thought that was just an added bonus, if you will. It's so good tasting, children will love it, and here's the other thing I love about it. It's not only safe for kids to take, it's expecting moms, pregnant women, can take it safely as well. And I love that because this morning sickness can be a real, real nasty thing for the ladies. And I one of my daughters-in-law just had a heck of a time with her pregnancies. Excuse me, sick the whole way through. And I wish she had had this formula to help her at that time. But it's safe for expecting moms. It's like the cold storm as well, safe for children. This is unusual in the health market, in the health business, that things are approved for expecting moms and young children. It's not usual. It's unique. And the cold storm. And people tell us, now I've never taken the cold storm. I've never really suffered a tough cold. Certainly not since I knew that the Strauss family had this formula. But they do sell a heck of a lot of it, the cold storm it's called. And what people say is that either they used to get a lot of colds and now they no longer do, or they get a few colds through the winter and they used to hang on. And with the cold storm, they've claimed they'll be rid of these, you know, all the symptoms in 48 hours. And this is what people tell us. And I'm not doubting it because it is very popular and they do sell a lot of it. I just can't tell you that I've taken it myself and can't vouch for it personally. But they sure do sell a lot of it. And these are, you know, to my knowledge, folks, Strauss has never made a formula that wasn't very effective. They just had just a wonderful way to put these formulas together, the right ingredients and the perfect proportion, as Jim Strauss would say, just like making a fine soup or a fine meal. your mother would taste it before serving it to make sure it didn't need a pinch more salt or something else. Well, that's how the Strauss formulas are. They're just so wonderful, so effective, non-invasive. There's nothing invasive about taking these liquid formulas. It's painless. There are no serious side effects, no unpleasantness. You could, from some of these formulas, have some detoxing effects. Well, that's good. Taking the garbage out is always good. How long would we stay in the kitchen if we never took out the trash? Our bodies are meant to be rid of our waste. And so there's just no downside to it. And most people, from my experience, can figure on losing 5, 6, 10 pounds taking these cleansing formulas. And it's the best weight to lose. It's the weight that you're not meant to hang on to, the toxins and the wastes and the poisons that we end up with. You know, these chemicals that surround us and are in most of our foods and the genetically modified foods and all the rest of it, chemicals, you know, our liver is our main filter and catches the heck from a lot of this. It's not just alcohol that can hurt our liver. It's any of these chemicals can do us harm. So liver detox is a good thing. Drinking enough water is very important. You know, getting some exercise is very important. You don't have to run a marathon mile. You don't have to do very strong exerting weightlifting, and a simple stroll is very good for you. On your hands and knees in the garden for 20 minutes or 30 minutes is wonderful. Stretching is hard to beat. It really is. You can't beat stretching. We're meant to have these muscles and arms and legs and to use them. So to keep the muscles from drying and shrinking, atrophying, you don't want that. So all of these things, it isn't rocket science, you know. Most of us know all these things. It's just a matter of putting them into practice and having some kind of conscience about it so that we do stay as well as we can. We don't have to be fanatical about anything, but we have to be aware and mindful of things. You know, it's not going to do us well if we eat a large pizza and a bunch of ice cream before bed every night. Let's face it. Again, we all know that, too. You know, there's quite a problem today with obesity, especially in our part of the world here in North America, I think. All-you-can-eat buffets and so forth, not good for us. You know, we're not meant to carry that much extra weight. You know, you don't have a larger heart. You know, your heart's not too much bigger than your fist, really. So no matter how large you get, that little heart, that pump, has to service your body. And, you know, it's not people's fault either. Nobody needs to feel guilty. Some of the labeling is so misrepresented. I used to buy low-fat products. It'd say right on the label, low-fat. Until Jim Strauss said to me, "Do you ever read the ingredients?" I said, "No, but, you know, it's low fat, and my family doesn't need to gain any weight." He said, "They take out the fat that your body can deal with, and they add refined sugar that your body cannot properly deal with." So he told me, you buy those products, you will get fatter. And now that, to me, is a shame, that because that advertising is misleading. It really is low fat. That's misleading, And so people, you just have to try and be so aware. I know it isn't, you know, you just want to get food and eat properly, but you really ought to read the labels. You know, I was shocked with vegetable juices, tomato juices, for example. The ones I looked at, the 7 different brands, had between 20 and 27% sodium. And I said to myself, wow. So if you bought a quart, you're getting a full tumbler of salt in that quart. And my mom, the seniors residence that she was in their last years, she loved tomato juice, and they got tomato juice in for their lunch and suppers, and my mother just loved that. And, well, don't you know, her blood pressure went up, and I couldn't figure out. I was trying to ask her what she did differently and what was happening and why did this happen. And then she told me that they had, that she just loved it, that they had tomato juice available for lunch and supper time, and she'd been drinking it. So stopped drinking that, and the blood pressure went back down. You just, we shouldn't have as much salt that, as most of us get. Health Canada, about 10 years ago, I only heard it one day on the radio, and they said, they actually named the most popular fast food hamburger chain, so I won't rename, I won't name it again now, but the most popular, so you know who I mean, that one of their small patties, 1/4-pound patty, had more sodium than a human could tolerate in a day. Now, I have to admit, there were days I ate 4 or 5 of those little cheeseburgers without working and behind and in a rush and eat them on the way in the truck and so forth. But one was more than we can tolerate healthily in a day. Well, you know, they made it voluntary. They didn't force them to reduce the sodium to what they considered, Health Canada considered, a safe level. They just gave us that one warning, that one day, and that's it. It's like corn, you know. Another announcement a couple of years ago was, a recent study says corn's not good for you. You know, it's one of the three staples on Earth originally. Well, it's not real corn anymore, is it? Nature didn't make any peaches and cream or any of those different types of corn. And so it's, for a long, long time now, all this corn that we get to enjoy in the late summer is all genetically modified. There is no natural corn left. Has not been for more than 30 years. So no big surprise, corn is no longer good for us. And, you know, it's these things that are so unfortunate that people really do need to pay such attention. You know, that it seems that no one's looking after our well-being and our health. You know, the government made it voluntary. So right away you would see products on the shelf, reduce sodium. And, you know, so Strauss got me back way back in those days looking at labels. I looked, and so they reduced the sodium 1%. Now, that's 1% better than nothing, but it's only 1%. So, there's the music, folks. Our time together is finished. It's been my great pleasure. I thank you for joining me tonight. And Pastor Butch will be back with you Thursday. And until then, stay well, stay healthy, and God bless.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.